Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
What's happening, everyone? This is the Real Talking Podcast, and we are your hosts, Ash and JD. So it's been a bit of a quiet week this week, really, hasn't it? There's been nothing gone. I know Kate has been spotted.
I was going to say, that's the only thing.
Kate's been spotted at a farmer's shop. Which,
or was it her?
Well, we'll get on to that.
Like I said, there's a conspiracy in everything nowadays.
Yeah, we'll get on to that in a little bit. St. Patrick's Day was Sunday. I feel like there was something else that happened on Sunday as well, but I just can't really. I don't know, I just can't put my finger on it. I don't know. But look what we said from the end of last week's episode, right. Anyway. We will get straight onto the emails. And, what's this? We've got an email from James. Oh, that's it. United.
I honestly thought we wasn't going to get an email or any correspondence from him. I honestly thought.
Well, James, you know, I was so tempted to just email straight away after the game had finished. But, you know, it was St. Patrick's Day. I'd had a couple of pints of Guinness. So I didn't want to ruin it too much for him.
Might have been too sensitive in that moment.
Yeah, you know, he definitely would have been making that mersey a little bit more saltier. So he's come straight in anyway.
Did it email?
So it was on Monday.
Right, so he thought, yeah.
Yeah, he's finished crying into his pillow with his Jurgen Klopp little teddy bear next to him.
Yeah, Liverpool scar.
Yeah, and, you know, brought by his Steven Gerrard poster on his bedroom wall
He's definitely in one of his walls in his bedroom, he's definitely red. Yeah.
Oh, God. So, he's started off with United were lucky. Do you think I'm asked? We will win in the league where it matters.
Right, because that game's coming up in a few weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
So, 3 weeks maybe? But 3 weeks from last weekend, I think you might have been.
Yeah, because it's the international break as of the moment. So. Yeah. Tonight, as of this release, it is England against Brazil, and then we've got Belgium on Tuesday, I do believe.
Have you seen what they've done to the England kit on the back?
Yes.
Right, on the St. George's Cross, because I thought, I don't know if you had this in mind to bring it up on the podcast, because it's,
I mean, to be fair, I wasn't going to, but might as well do that. Yeah, I've just brought it up.
Yeah.
So the new kit that's coming out, there's instead of the standard red St. George's cross on the because it's on the back of the collar, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the back of the neck, isn't it?
Yeah. So instead of it being red, they've just made it multicolored, didn't they? So it's like
inclusive.
Yeah. Well. Yes. It's like because it's like red, maroon, burgundy, and then bits of blue in it as well, sort of thing.
I think Nike said it was a play for take on the St. George's cross.
Yeah, which. He's fucking stupid.
Obviously, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but it's just a weird.
Yeah,
it's just look,
for them to try and take initiative on something, why would it be that?
Look, whose decision basically was like, you know what, I've got a brilliant idea, and then told someone, and that person was like, fucking, yeah, that's fucking solid, that is.
I think it would be someone that's just not give a fuck and not looked at the email and gone,
just wanted to tick box.
Yeah, just do whatever, we want the kit out. Now, I did see a video earlier, actually. I believe he was an Everton fan, and he was all, obviously New England kit's out. Me two lads, all excited about it. Yeah, Dad, we want the kit, blah, blah. So he's gone onto the Nike website. The two kits, home and away, so full T-shirt, shorts, socks, home and away, both the names on the back with a number as well.
Right.
Have you got an idea of what that would cost, do you think?
Not for the whole kit, but I did see... So for the actual replica kits, so the ones the players will wear, it matches, it was £125 just for the T-shirt.
Yeah.
And then your, what you would call, I don't know what you'd call it, but you know, the ones you'd buy from JD.
Yeah, it's just a casual one.
Casual one, I think was 80 quid base, £79.99.
I thought they were 100.
Oh, I might be wrong then.
I thought that.
Oh, so maybe.
I think them casual ones are 104. And then the actual ones are 125.
Right. Either way, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I can see why most people get them from DHK and others. Mm. Just because it's just ridiculous price.
Yeah.
I mean, for a T-shirt with a rainbow on the back, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
What do you think of the kids? Sorry, mate. Before you... I like them. I actually like the away kit, and I know a lot of people don't. I actually like the away kit.
It's all right. I've not been that arsed. I know we've said it enough times on the podcast. I've just not been that arsed about the Englands. Nah. Well, I suppose because I'm not really into watching England play at the moment. That's why I'm not fussed about the kit.
I think most people are just generally bothered when England play. If it's for something, this Nations League, the friendlies, just a load of bollocks and that.
Yeah.
They're just, no one goes, oh yeah, the international break, I can't wait for fucking Wales versus Finland. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. So, yeah, I suppose when it comes to the Euros in the summer, it is the Euros, isn't it?
It is the Euros, Germany, yeah.
Which
also feels like it's been non-stop at the moment in terms of, obviously, with the last World Cup being in the winter time.
Yeah.
It feels like it's just been non-stop. Like, that hasn't...
It has been, and like, that all contributes to like, why there's been so many injuries for the majority of teams this season. Like, you know, so... that and VAR, which I'll get onto that in a little bit. But the chap, two kits, home and away, for his young lads, name on the back.
I can only, I guess, and the kids' prices, sorry.
Yeah, it's kids. So, he probably said the name, the age of them, but, you know, it's kids' sizes.
Well, going off the adults, I'm going to say, with the names in the back, you're probably looking over 220 quid.
£700. For four kits, basically. £700.
See, I was doing it, so my 200 quid for one kit, not far off then. By 220, I said, so I...
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Ridiculous. Look, you know, you think even when the PS5 first came out, it was cheaper than that. It's just... And that's like the stolen ones and all that. I don't know
how they can just afford these prices.
I don't know. But there has been uproar. There's protests and that going on. I don't know what kind of protest, but, you know, I'm guessing it's the only way to do it is like an online petition or something to get back to Nike, to get it to change back to a red St. George's cross on the back or something. But, I mean, to be fair, I don't think I'm that bothered about it. I think it should be red, but...
Yeah,
I'm not too fussed.
I think it's just another thing, though, isn't it? Obviously, we discussed stuff that's just unnecessarily put there.
Yeah.
For no reason and for no explanation besides a play for take.
Mm.
It's just like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Is it just for a tick box? Is it just for whatever reason? But hopefully, we'll hear something from Nike.
Yeah, we'll see in the next few weeks, really, because... You know, it's going to be a big process back to the drawing board, trying to figure out what they can do, how they can change it. you think
what shade of red was it?
Yeah. It's something that's just 2 minutes on the computer, really. Oh, yeah, we'll change that code.
Yeah.
Fucking Let's just
how the workshops in Vietnam.
Yeah, let's order some red thread for him. Fucking hell. Back to James and Liverpool anyway. I think he is arsed since he's coming out with that. I've absolutely loved this week, because all of my TikTok, a good 80% has been Liverpool fan reactions before and after. So
they're always the best ones.
Yeah, the amount of them where it's look at this shit, fucking 2-1 half time, blah blah, or ones even before the game's even kicked off and that. And they're just fucking giving it. And then you just scroll through the comments and you've always got the top one, this age, wow. Yeah. And fucking, you go through their profile then just to see their apology video, basically. And oh, God, it's quality. There's Craig, I think his channel's the Anfield Agenda. So it's a Liverpool fan channel.
Yeah.
He's an Irish chap. And he was just fucking the video that was going around, because he's United, and he's singing, "Oh na na, what's the score? What's the score?" And then he does that SpongeBob fucking 1 minute later, and it's right at the end. He's Diallo's won it. He's crying in his hands essentially, and it's just been absolute pure golden TikToks one after another.
It was a great game, and I always remember there was a point, I think it might have been in the 80th minute, I think Liverpool had a 4-on-2 attack.
5-on-2.
5-on-2. Do you know which one I'm on about? Yeah. And they played.
And it was Lindelof and Dallow that was at the back.
Yeah, and I think I can't even remember what Liverpool player had the ball, which one's attacking. But I
feel like it was Gomez.
Was it Gakpo who done that bad pass? Yeah.
Tried to pass it, and he was just read well, intercepted. But United weren't lucky. Liverpool were lucky. Two deflections, and Salah hit the post from 5 yards out, and it goes in. So they were lucky with their goals, to be fair. But, I mean, the game itself, for a neutral, it must have been such a great game to watch.
It was all right.
No, because, when it was at the end, and then the extra time and that, it was like fucking tennis, because it was back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, and then the way Ten Hag's masterclass of unorthodox, putting Antony at left back, Harry Maguire as a striker, Bruno at centre back, just masterclass tactics. And Jurgen Klopp, he was just so bitter at the end. He loves it when he wins, but he's such a child when he loses.
Because he snapped at, I believe it was a Danish reporter, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know the reporter's name, but, I get it in the sense, you've just been battered by your arch rivals and lost in the last minute of extra time because your players couldn't put it away.
We're going to lose James as a listener.
Oh, God. Fucking. Nah, he loves it, really.
He can take you.
Better than Klopp anyway. you're there for 20 minutes afterwards. You're being asked the questions over and over and that. So you are going to get a bit pissed off.
Yeah.
But to react like that, what I find annoying though is that you don't hear, I haven't heard any other mainstream media putting him up on it, saying that was out of order. Fair enough, you're not happy about the result and that, but you can't speak to another reporter like that.
Mm.
You know, if that was any other manager apart from Pep Guardiola, it would be fucking front page news. But because it's Klopp's fucking final season, his swan song and that, they're all just letting it go. And just bigging him up still.
I have a feeling he's going to Real Madrid next year. I have a feeling.
So, their manager signed for an extra season though?
Yeah, Angelo, sorry. So the year after that. So another year season-wise.
Yeah.
So summer 2024?
Yeah, so
2024.
It'd be a 25-26 season I could see it happening. I don't think he wouldn't go back to Dortmund, and I don't think he'd go to Bayern Munich or anywhere.
Well, there you go.
But Nagelsmann, he's not going to carry on as Germany manager after the Euros. So
maybe then.
Yeah, maybe he'll take over that, which that'll be easy enough.
We'll just know he won't be at Liverpool no more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So Pep will still dominate for a couple more years. And there's only one man that's going to replace him, and that'll be the Zinedine Zidane. Because we all know that Zidane can come in with an open checkbook and world-class players and win the Champions League.
So you always think Arteta would take over from him?
I don't know how that would work with how well he's doing at Arsenal at the moment.
That's why I think
I think Man City fans wouldn't be bothered.
Mm.
But Arsenal fans, they're just fucking... Like, just start burning T-shirts and all sorts. Like what they did with Beckham after that, sending off years ago. Was that...
The 98 where he kicks them off.
Is it 98? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Fucking... But yeah, they had the little fucking Guy Fawkes with the David Beckham picture on in Burnley at the fucking cross and all that. So yeah, Arteta out. They'll be doing all that, won't they? So yeah, now I think Zidane, he'll be the next Man City manager. Whenever Pep does think, oh yeah, I'm going to move on to another club that's got billions and billions of corrupt money.
Yeah.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I think, well, this is just my thing for him. I think he'll either become Spain's manager. But I know he's that
Pep.
Yeah, I know he's that anti-likes because he's Catalonian and all that bollocks. But I think he'll go back to Barcelona as well if they become, you know, at the moment they're in loads of debt. So if they become
financially stable, yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see if he can do it on a budget though.
He wouldn't be able to.
I really would like that.
I'd like to see him try, but
I would like a few managers actually try. Like, now, I don't mean like a Burnley team. You know, like a decent team. Like, who am I trying to say, am I? I mean a decent team.
So, you're on about the logs of someone coming into Brighton?
Yes. Brighton's probably the perfect example, actually.
Yeah, because their recruitment is always spot on.
Yes.
The Zerbi's struggling this season, to be fair.
And they've got decent players. They've always got players that are getting sold to bigger clubs.
Yeah, they've got a great scouting network, you know, with Casado. I think it was like $4.5 million United could have got him for, but it says no, so he went to Brighton, and then, what was it, $110 million that Chelsea paid for? So, yeah.
Fucking hell, one player.
I know.
Fucking hell.
And he's only just starting to find his feet, really, at Chelsea. But that's most of their squad, really, though, isn't he?
Obviously, because we're talking about football, did you watch the Chelsea game before?
I had it on, and then basically after all, I went and took the dog out for a walk.
Right.
So I'd missed most of the second half. I did the same with the Wolves-Coventry game as well. Watched the first half, then went out. But then I did catch the extra time, because that was quite a good game, to be fair, as well.
The Chelsea-Leicester game was a good game. And I watch Raheem Sterling. I'm like, he's so good from my perspective off the ball, like running into. No, I'm not saying he runs up and down. I'm saying like the space he runs into.
Yeah, he's always
in these. Yeah, he always gets in these one-on-one positions. Uh-huh. Yeah, he always fucking misses them. And I think what made him overshadowed that was the Rashford miss. Yeah. So it's not getting spoke about. But mate, his free kick, honestly, like.
Well, it's still in the air, isn't he? Just fucking
look. What I'm trying to say is, I'm 300 grand a week. You give me that ball, I'm doing better than that, mate.
Yeah,
like under more. I'm doing better than that. I mean, fucking, I couldn't believe you how far and wide it went, mate. You weren't handsome at all.
No, I find it just shocking how bad a lot of these players are. Especially when it is a dead ball situation as well. No, I get it. The atmosphere of the stadium and all that, it's always going to influence things. But, you know, it's fucking, it's something that you're practicing every day.
Yeah, and the thing that I never understand is, have you ever seen Raheem Sterling ever take a free kick at the edge of the box and curl it top corner?
No.
So, like, why, when he's got more pressure on him, which is, which I like in a way because he's taking it.
Giving the fucking innuendo as well. I've got a fucking mate for the tea. Cheers, Ash.
But you get what I'm saying. So yeah, you've got to respect that enthusiasm from him. But, you know, you just got to let it go sometimes and not chase it, because you're not going to curl that top corner, lad.
Yeah, because there's other players with more of a...
that would normally take it.
Yeah. Just got a better accuracy. But yeah, I mean, it was unlucky for Leicester in the long run of that game. But I think it still showed that difference in the quality. Obviously, Leicester got relegated for a reason last season. Mm. And Chelsea are still in the Premier League. So I think that's just what shone through at the end. But say the Wolves Coventry game, I did feel that was quite a good game, to be fair. Coventry definitely wanted it more as well. You could see it in their energy levels and the way they were just running around, attacking and everything. It turned out as a good game. And obviously, with us drawing them for the next round.
Is this the last four now?
Yeah, so semi-finals.
So who Chelsea got?
Man City.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Which Chelsea, they've had the number on City the last couple of games as well, Og. So, you know, it could be a little surprise final, really.
Yeah. Coventry Man City.
Yeah. So I can take it all. At least we're in the semis.
Yeah.
Like Liverpool. But yeah, back to all the TikToks and that, though. It's literally, you wouldn't need to season your chips all of this week with how salty it's been. Mm. It's just been horrendous. And it's like all of a sudden, no Liverpool fan cares about the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And I remember them saying it last season about United winning the Carabao Cup, and yet they've won it this season. It's like, yeah, we're on for a quadruple.
To be fair, it is like with most football teams, though, and fans, the FA Cup, it's only worth playing if you're winning it, if you've won it. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, that Carabao Cup, the League Cup, is a load of bollocks. Fuck that off. It doesn't mean anything. I know it should just be based on like teams outside the Prem or something, I think.
Yeah, or I think they were looking at doing it before where it was like not including the top six or something.
Yeah, so maybe if you qualify for Europe, you don't qualify for that because you do that instead, obviously.
Yeah.
Just to get something a bit different on the go. I mean, it's always the same teams winning, isn't it? Well, it's like the league, though. You know, Man City, I think they've won it five times out of six.
Yeah, Pep loves the Carabao Cup final.
No, sorry, I'm on about the Premier League with the five times out of six. I think they've won five leagues out of six, haven't they? It's something like that. He's done well.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of who the last one was, man.
It was Liverpool in 2019, wasn't it? You know, long ago, mate.
I know, it's fucking struggle. Sitting on 19 as well, isn't
that? And so Jurgen Klopp's only won one Premier League in 9 years. And I heard Danny Mills, you remember him as a player?
Yeah.
Saying that he's a good manager, basically, but it's not great.
Yeah.
One Premier League in 9 years.
Yeah, saying how he's been overrated, Jurgen Klopp. I get where he was coming from. But at the end of the day, when you're up against Man City with all their fucking powerhouse, literally is an open checkbook. And as I was saying last week, the referees are just fucking in the pocket all the time as well.
Yeah.
So you're going to struggle.
But I'm sure Liverpool's won, obviously, the Premier League, the Champions League,
the
League Cup. And have they won the FA Cup under Jurgen Klopp? Have they won the Super Cup? I'm sure they won the Super Cup as well.
Yeah.
So they won the World Clubs Cup, you know that one?
Yeah, so the Klopp's won every trophy.
If he's won the FA Cup, he's won every trophy available to him. So surely that's success.
It is, yeah.
Even without the FA Cup, sorry to put you in there, Joe.
Yeah, no, because I was just going to say, that's why the Scousers want him to win the Europa League, because that's the only one that he hasn't got, because they haven't been in
it. Oh, so it's like, right, I get it.
He's got one of
everything,
But yeah, we'll see how the game goes in the league in a couple of weeks. I can take losing in the league. Basically, Liverpool need to win that game more than United do, because they're the ones that are struggling to win that Premier League this year.
Man, you need to get top four. Potentially top five, though.
Yeah.
We won't go into all that details, but potentially, you know.
Yeah.
It could be a win, must win for both teams.
Yeah, it will be. But, you know, with Aston Villa and Tottenham, it's their position, like fourth and fifth to lose as well, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel that Liverpool, there's more on that game for them. You know, because Arsenal are sitting, even though it's level on points, Arsenal are sitting top comfortably on goal difference as well. I feel like Arsenal are going to be the ones that do it, really.
It's about time we had a decent run in it. And I say that in terms of more than one or two teams battling. So
I can't think of the last time it was three teams.
Yeah, a win, draw, or loss for your team. The other side, you know, it can make or break you, any point. So,
I mean, if Villa would have won against West Ham last week, then they were still in a shape for finishing first, really. But, I mean, obviously that would have been highly unlikely still. But, you know, I think there would have only been 3 points off of City. But yeah, 10 games left of the
business season, end of the season.
It's going to be a good end, I think, because we've got Brentford, Chelsea, and then Liverpool as our next three games. So yeah, easing on points, I think, and that'll keep us in running for fifth anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully, James has been able to wash the tears out of his pillow anyway. And
have his Liverpool, like Dubai set.
Look, he's got one of the little Liverpool badge rugs at the bottom of his bed as well, like on the floor.
Yeah, with his football slippers. Yeah. So we're just going to last week's correspondence now that we didn't have time for, or we're just going to jump into.
Well, I mean, we will carry on with emails in a moment. Since we briefly touched on it, Kate and Will spotted at the farmer's shop. So have you seen the footage?
I've seen a picture, not the footage.
So going off of what you have seen, do you think it was her?
I mean, you know what it is? You know on TikTok, and you just want them to play the video. You know when it's got like someone down here with one of these little mics. Kate Williams. I'll play you the video in a second. You're like, just play it. Just play it, then talk, Barley. And like, they want to talk for like a minute. Like, I'll play in a second. You're just like, just play it.
I can't believe you haven't seen it then.
No, because as I said, it winds me up because I'm like, nah, fuck you then. They should say, oh, check this video out. What do you think? Play it. And then like, oh, I think this. But like, they want to give you like, their opinion and their take on it, and then play it. Fucking winds me up.
I know what you're saying. If it's anything like that, I'll skip forward.
Yeah, no, I was just like, no, you ain't getting the view, mate.
So, well, I've seen the footage, and it looks nothing like her. So obviously, it looks like her, but it's not Kate.
So, what's the conspiracy, mate? Because there's, you know, we've established on this podcast, there's a conspiracy in everything.
Yeah.
What are they saying? Because I've heard something about having an affair from both ends.
Because it came out a couple of years ago that Will was getting pegged by Kate's mate.
But male?
No.
Look, pegging?
Yeah, so Will loves getting pegged. And it's Kate's friend that does it. Right. So
how do they even know that?
But, I don't know.
But the peg, like, the boy going into so much stuff, like, he loves getting pegged.
Because apparently Kate wouldn't do it, and she was like, look, my friend.
So she knew?
Yeah, because her friend is like a dominatrix.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't know if pegging was the actual thing, but because this dominatrix was coming round, obviously people were putting two and two together and getting strap on. So, but yeah, this pegging friend is apparently the one that Will's had the affair with. He got her pregnant.
Right, because that's what I heard, everything but the pegging story.
And then it's, look, Will's cousin, I'm going to say Beatrice, but I don't know. Obviously, I've done my homework for this. But her husband, as I said last week, apparently Kate and her husband was having an affair. And so then Kate got pregnant. That's why she was in the hospital in November or whatever. And then the one who she had the affair with, he was found dead.
Yes.
Allegedly, it was suicide, but apparently there was fucking, like, blunt force trauma, a big fucking cave in his head where he's been hit, which, again, allegedly, it was Will that done that. And then, yeah, so, I don't know, it's like she's been locked up in the Tower of London because of everything that's going on. So, yeah, she's hiding somewhere, or she's locked up somewhere.
Because the weird thing is, with all these videos and conspiracies going around, you would just do a public appearance, open up a co-op, just to fucking shut up the rumours, any?
Do you get
what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you was able to.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Get out of your restraints, but...
Like if everything was all kosher, innit?
Yeah. Now, I did save a video. So this one, someone's done the research. This is one of them geezers that you was
Look, anyone that watches TikTok knows what I'm about. I'm like, I'm showing you a video in a second. Listen, like, just play the fucking video, mate.
So this one's actually whoever's video it is originally, he's just floating over the top of you. But someone's done the research and they've found the Instagram page of Gabriella Munro Douglas. And so her page is Kate Lookalog. So you know that you have the lookalogs. There was always...
Yeah, for the step two ones,
So that's her job. And look, when he was scrolling through the Instagram page, there's pictures of her doing appearances as Kate, doing whatever. And basically, look, I won't play the video because, you know, it's not benefiting people listening to us, really. But essentially, he shows the video of Will and Kate walking along in this farmer's shop. And then it goes back to the pictures of the lookalog. And it's her.
Looks more like the lookalike than Kate.
Yeah, because you can see that. I'm surprised she's got a job as a lookalike, to be honest, because she doesn't really look like her. But she's similar, but, you know, that's like one blonde looks like another blonde. It's just, they've got the same hair, similar facial features, but the face is a different shape. The lookalike is skinnier as well. And, yeah, you can see that from the video, that it's a skinnier person. The face is slimmer. Different features, even though it's this is what cracks me up as well. It's not like it's a mile away or something. It's just like, I don't know, 20 meters away, but it's a blurry video. It's not like everyone's got a good phone these days. We have a good camera, and
yeah, someone's recording you off a Nokia 3210.
Yeah,
while he's playing snakes.
Fucking stupid. So, yeah, if you just want to go out and have a look. Gabriella Munro Douglas, and literally does just say Kate Lookalog. And she has got a website as well, katemiddletonlookalog.com. So go check it out. You'll see who it is yourself. But yeah, I don't know why they won't let it just make a little public
appearance. That's what I'm saying. Just open up a co-op, ain't it?
But I mean, again, there's reports that the King's died as well. But, you know, it's, I don't know, it's hard with how AI is and everything now. It's hard to know what's fucking real and what's fake. So, yeah, because there was an ominous picture of King Charles released the other day as well. So that's why there was the videos floating around. Oh, he's dead because this isn't really him. This is an AI generated picture again, and blah blah. So, Yeah, it's, I don't know. Again, same as fucking Gareth Southgate. I don't care enough about the royal family, really, to want to know. But, yeah, there is conspiracy going on. I don't know, maybe they're getting ready to go back to the home world or something. Because, you know, lizard people and that, aliens. we'll have to try and find out a bit more. I'm getting these videos on TikTok, so if I do get a decent enough one that's worth making notes and giving us the data, then I will do. Otherwise, there hasn't been anything good enough. Right, so now we will get on to the correspondence now, though. So I don't know what order any of these were in now, to be honest. But I will start off alphabetically, because that's why I've got it on my notes. So we've got Abby. Hi, guys. JD, since you're a grafter.
Everyone knows, mate.
Yeah, can't handle the graft. What is the proper etiquette when... mate, she's asking for some real advice there. It's a good question, this is. So what is the proper etiquette when contractors are working inside my home? About to have some work done, so want to make sure I'm not going to annoy them. So, first thing, Gabby, great question for wanting to make sure she's not going to be a knob or anything. First thing, put the kettle on, offer a cup of tea. Can't go wrong there. And if you do that, you're going to be in the good book straight away.
So in terms of any kind of workman coming in, cup of tea, even if it's a plasterer.
Yeah.
Even the plumber.
Even the plumber. Because you've got to put the kettle on before to turn the water off as well, though.
Right.
But, as soon as you do that, that's a nice little green tick on your page then. If it's a Friday, don't be shy to offer them a bacon sandwich. Now, they might say no.
Why on a Friday?
Because it's always better to have a bacon and sausage sandwich on a Friday, ain't it?
Right.
You know, every day of the week's nice, but Friday, you're going to be more up for it, ain't you?
So what I'm saying is, what we've gathered so far is, you've got to pay them and feed them.
Don't have to.
But it's better to.
It's right. Because if you're going to try and be cheeky and ask for a little extra here and there, if you've been making tea all day, and you make a sandwich.
You're saving money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I've done it in the past where, customers have been polite and, you know, they're making the tea. Even though I do always take my own kettle and everything, because my customers don't even point out where the kettle is or anything. So always have to make sure I've got my own stuff. But, yeah, when they're making the tea all day and, very rare I'll accept a sandwich because, that's these days anyway, because with the intermittent fasting, I'll save the meal for the night time, really. But when I have done it in the past, I had a nice cheeky little bacon sandwich or whatever, then, yeah, you are more willing. While you're here, could you just, have a look at this? And then, you know, if you change of light fitting or whatever, you just end up doing it then.
Yeah.
If you don't mind. But when it's the other ones that are just rude, don't offer a tea, in the way, asking stupid questions all the time, trying to say, I'd do it like this. But you can't now.
The one thing that I've known from you is when people try to change their mind halfway through. That's annoying. So she should probably stay away from doing that.
Yeah. So depending on, because she hasn't said what work done. So depending on what you're having done, you know, if it's a kitchen, you should already have the plan.
Yeah.
What the kitchen's going to be, how it's going to look, and so nothing should change. If it's painting and decorating, then hopefully she's already decided on what colours, what wallpaper, whatever, because that's annoying. If you've painted the whole room and then they're like, I don't like this colour now, then you've got to do it again. You've got to think of the tradespeople's work schedule when you're changing your mind halfway through, because then that means you've got to change your own schedule, change your plan, put the job back because you've got to spend another day on it or whatever.
So that's what I was going to say. So in regards to Abby's question as well, what should she be thinking of a working day time? Because I know you don't do seven. you like to get started at 7, don't you?
Yeah, no, if these people are taking a piss, if they're turning up at 9, 10 o'clock
that's what I'm saying.
And then leaving at like 2, 3, if
and you get those ones that come for 2 hours, I've just got to go to another job, love.
Yeah, don't accept that. I'd literally, if they did that on day one, I'd be like, you know what? Forget about it. I'll get someone else to do it.
The other job's always an old lady. I've got an old dear. She's called me up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, which it can happen sometimes, but it's not every day.
Mm.
So yeah, I wouldn't be accepting that. In general, you know, they should be turning up 8, 9 o'clock and then leaving at 4 or 5.
Right.
So getting the full 8 hours in. Now, it does depend on what's being done, because I know if there's something that I can start, but it's going to take me 3 hours and it's already 3 o'clock, then I'll leave that for the next day and I'll finish a little bit early. But, you know, as long as you're getting a good, like, you know, the best part of 8 hours at least anyway, done in the day, then that's sound. But yeah, I'd say just in general, straight away, definitely kettle on.
Mm.
You know, if it's a Friday, offer a sandwich. If you can, I'd say it depends on what's being done. If it is the kitchen, you can't that.
Then you're ordering a sandwich in, I suppose, then.
Yeah,
As an alternative.
Yeah, you could always go to the cafe. Just don't ask stupid questions. Look, leave them to it. Don't be in the way. Because I had that years ago. It was when I was first on the tours when I was 16. The customer was in the way, just constantly just asking me questions. And I barely knew anything back then as well. And so I had to put a light above the sink in the bathroom. And it was one of those old green bathroom suites, you know, the green sink, the bath and the toilet.
Ooh,
and that.
Yeah. Oh, they're a little bit left to be desired, aren't they?
Yeah. So I've got the dust sheet. I've put it on top of the cabinet over the sink.
Right.
And the customer's give me this old hole punch, you know, for the paper when you're putting you punch the holes in your paper and you put it in the folder.
Right.
So he's giving me a big, massive old one of those metal thing. And he's, says, oh, yeah, that'll hold your sheet up. So put it up on there. And he's standing right by the stepladders while I'm on it. So as I've come down, I'm having to avoid him, try and lift the ladder to swivel it around so I can get to a different position. And because he was there, I didn't have much room. So I've ended up snagging the dust sheet, which in response has pulled the hole punch down and it's cracked the sink.
Right.
So the customer's obviously not happy. I ended up getting a bollocking because it was my uncle who put me through my original apprenticeship. He gave me a bollocking, and then I remember I'd started to walk home after I'd finished that day then, because I was pissed off myself. And he'd rang me up then, and he was like, right, hang on. So I spoke to Brian, what's happened? And so I told him exactly the same. He was like, well, hang on. So the customer gave you that item as the paperweight, the dust sheet weight. He was right next to you, and he wouldn't move away. So you were struggling. He says, yeah. He was like, ah, fuck him then. So he understood it was the customer's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if he would have just been out of the way, sitting down on the sofa, doing whatever, then I would have had the room to manoeuvre around.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I wouldn't have even put the dust sheet on top of it if he wasn't standing next to me.
Yeah.
Because all I was doing was a little hole into the ceiling just to pull a cable down. But because he's there, you got to, you know, try and fucking keep appearances. Whereas if you just make a little bit of mess and there's no one looking, just
dustpan and brush it.
You know, because always cleaning up afterwards.
The one thing I will say is, though, depending on what work you are having done, is keep all the receipts and warranty, obviously, because we had the issue with the tap the other week.
Yeah.
The other month, sorry.
Yeah.
And that turns out to have a 10-year warranty. So,
yeah,
you know what's happening in 9 years. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's it, yeah. Yeah, any receipts and that for appliances, then, yeah, make sure you keep them. That is an acceptable question. So if it is appliances or anything being installed, ask about the warranties, because if you're buying items from the likes of B&Q or whatever, you'll get a 12-month warranty from them first and then register it with the appliance, like the manufacturer, to get the additional warranty that way. Well, yeah, just as a recap, make a cup of tea. Don't be sure to make a sarnie. And just stay out of the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, stay out of the way.
Yeah, just stay out of the way.
Don't change your mind.
At the end of the day, the way I always see, the customer has to be happy. But I like to make sure they're happy as I've started and in the middle. If you get to the end and then they're not happy because they've changed their mind, that's when it's annoying. But yeah, stick to those. Thank you, you should be fine. We'll move on to Kirsty because the next one was James. We've already read out James.
We've established that.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much we can bash on about shit Liverpool.
We've established that he's not bothered.
He's not asked.
No, he's not, bothered, asked. No. No, in fact, I think he's probably forgot.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's just waiting for me to invite him to start our own podcast, ain't it? Yeah. The Undertake, who's going to call it, weren't he?
The Undertake, yeah.
Yeah.
None of yous are bothered when you lose, but you both gloat when you win.
So, just look out for that in your inbox, James. I'll set us up a new podcast then, mate. The Undertake, look out for it in 2026. Kirsty, long time since we've heard from her. So, hi guys, hope you're all well. I'm still single and trying to mingle. I've noticed this man here and there, got onto basic clothes and that. I think I kind of like him, so I was just wondering what subtle behaviour makes a person more attractive. Like, is there something I can do so he makes a move?
I don't know. What's your take on this, mate?
Well, I think you just got to be fucking obvious. Well, just be blunt about it, because men can easily be confused with thinking that they're being flirted with and that. Compliments, asking, like, what's he up to this weekend and that. So try and give hints, you know, and then when he's like, oh, what about you? Ah, nothing, you know, I want to do something, but I've got no plans. Make it obvious you've got no plans, but you'd want to do something. And just don't wait for him to make the move.
I think, just make it clear, I suppose.
If, you know, just ask, start a proper conversation, and then just, look, you know, try and find out if he's got a partner, if he's straight.
Well, I assume that he has
into women.
Yeah. Into women. Well, you never know, do you?
Well, that's what I said, because, you know, you might not be on the right spectrum for him. But yeah, it's like just you make the move, essentially. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, he'll most likely find it quite flattering and be more likely to say yes if you make a little move as well. So, right, Jeff, I like the way your bum looks in those jeans. Do you fancy going out to the cinemas or buy to eat on the weekend? Just say it.
I've got a question.
Mm.
Do you reckon the youth today, or the youngers?
Youngins.
Choose the cinema as a day? Or is it somewhere different? Because back in, like, years ago, it was the cinema, wasn't it?
Yeah, in our day, yeah. It was just an easy one. Well, just
when you was caught in.
Yeah. During the war.
I don't know if that's still a thing anymore, but
I'd like to think so. Because it was just an easy one, and it just like, yeah, we'll have a KFC or something, go watch a movie, and then, you know, whether you do something afterwards, you just see any. Because Star City was an easy one for us, really. So in Birmingham, Star City is like a little complex cinema there. There's bowling, drinks and all that.
Yeah,
so,
there's a bit of everything there, wasn't there? You could get food.
Yeah.
As you said, bowling, had the arcades, cinema, mini golf.
Yeah.
It even had Laser Quest at one point.
There was, yeah. And there used to be that trampoline thing in the middle of it as well, weren't there? Never went on that.
No.
And then occasionally there'd be a little fair out in the front as well, wouldn't there?
That's it.
That was just an easy one, that was. Go for food, cinema, drinks and that there.
It's all right. I was just wondering if that's what people do now for first dates, I don't know. But I think JD's role, just make your intentions clear.
Yeah.
Just shoot your shot.
Yeah, show a little bit of cleavage. well, you've got to get an attention, right? Everyone's looking when there's tits out. Just make the move yourself. Say, come on, mate, what's going on? Do you want to have a go? And hopefully it works out all for you, Gust. Let us know.
Yeah.
yeah, keep us updated on that. Miles, this was one that I didn't read out last week, definitely. So he's ordered some of the games that we'd recommended. So if you have started playing them, let us know what you think of them. And his question was, is there a smell that you will never forget? So when I did read this, there was one that popped into mind for you that I thought about, and that was a story that we've bought before on the podcast when we'd been out in Worcester on a heavy sesh, and then the morning after you started to smell something and it turned out because I was having a dump.
Yeah, and I would say that's probably the worst smell I have ever smelled. But to put into context, you know, we have spoken about it before, as Jerry just said, but we're in McDonald's. After an all-out, you just want food. I think we didn't even sleep. We just stayed awake by the vans, didn't we? Like, because we used to just drive straight back, didn't we? But yeah, I think we just stayed awake for a few hours. Anyway, I'm in the queue. You know when you like a slight headache, you're hungry, you're waiting in queue, and they're taking so long to get you, like, just do the orders. And then I'm sniffing. And then one of the other lads comes up to me and goes, what the fuck is that? And I went, mate, that's Jay at the end of the toilet. But that's probably is the worst thing I've ever smelled. Yeah, quite easy, actually.
Yeah. Always smells that I remember or can think of. I don't know, really. I'll tell you what, there was one. It was a job when I was on the couch rewires. So as soon as you open the door, the smell just hit you in the face. They were the lazy bastards. It was literally like there was cups all over the place with little bits of tea that had started to grow mold and that.
I don't understand how people can get to that lifestyle in the head and just not think, you know what, this cup, I'm going to put water in it and wash it up.
Yeah, it was the whole house was a mess though, because even the worktops in the kitchen, it was just caked in grease. But I don't know how you can let it get that greasy, especially when you're still using it. But yeah, it was disgusting. A lot, because that was on the Tolman Road. And so that's a busy road, like a lot of traffic. And we kept going outside for fresh air. That's how bad it was. And obviously it's a polluted road because of all the cars. Yeah. So yeah, that's one that literally did. As soon as you open the door, it just hit you in the head, man. Horrible. So yeah, just a minging house.
I have a smell one actually for when I was younger. And I don't know why this smell bothered me so much. I remember one time going up to bed, whatever time it was, and then Dad used to have his dinner when we used to go to bed, because you used to get a cheeky McDonald's in it on the snort. So you could smell the nice smell. And one time, Mum was cooking his pizza, and I don't know what it was, and the toppings. You know when it smells that bad, you start feeling sick. Mm. I couldn't eat pizza for years from it. I don't know what kind of pizza it was. It just smelled like proper. Like watery, if that makes sense. But that one always sticks to my mind as well. So I could, you know, when you can almost smell it still.
Yeah, it's kind of taste. It's
you get that little thing in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but thank you for your email.
Yeah. I should have read this WhatsApp out earlier. On the Real Talking hotline, 07470-488-096.
You know what?
Get your messages in.
You've done well to remember that. Like, honestly, just off the bat, first time. And honestly, it's never edited, but...
To be fair, I've always, phone numbers, postcodes, I seem to remember postcodes easily as well. Yeah. So when the first house that I was living in as a child, 0121-243-8753, and you think, we haven't had that house number since, when did we start secondary school?
We started secondary school 2000, the year 2000. Was it 2001? Oh, fuck no. It's 2000 or 2001.
Around 2000. Yeah. So, you know, about 24 years, we haven't had this landline number, and I can still remember it. It's that, postcodes, fucking the amount of jobs that I've been on, and there's just random ones that just stick in my head. Like, even with our Chris's, the house that he was first living in Worcester. I still remember that postcode and that. It's like, looking, I shouldn't do. You know, but then there's like, you'll ask me someone's birthday. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, fucking... me earlier. But no, it is a good thing because obviously, like, you do it every time, and I'm waiting for one time for you to split up, but it never does it.
Right, yeah. So should have read this hotline message earlier. So this was from Lee. What a game! Can't wait to see what banter James has got. So he had no banter.
No,
he wasn't asked.
No, he wasn't bothered. Yeah, he just gave you before, but he's not bothered now.
Yeah, he can't. He's got nothing to say.
He's got the Premier League now.
Yeah, the Premier League. It's all in there. Their hands, you know, Klopp's got it in his pocket log, Wan-Bissaka had Salah in his. So the message off of Laura, do we have any life hack skills?
Ooh.
Now, I don't know about life hack skills, but I think we've said something similar before, but in general, just like if you keep yourself tidy, keep your teeth brushed, make sure you're not smelling the BO and stuff.
But yeah, I know, sorry, Joe, I know because we was on about that before, but yeah. In life hacks, it always finds something when you find something that is meant to be used a different way.
Yeah, when you go to McDonald's, those little the little sauce pots, the little paper ones. Yeah,
that's supposed to open up, don't they?
Open them up, you get, three times as much sauce in. That's a little hack for you. I don't know, really. Because I don't know.
I suppose because you've done it regularly, it doesn't become a life hack.
Yeah.
You forgot why you do it. That would make it different, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, I learned something new the other day, which wasn't a hack, but... So with my dog, Malamute, they look like a wolf, but they got big pointy ears. So as I was just chatting to this lady the other day, I just said about in general that all the other dogs, aggressive little dogs trying to attack all the time and that, which that's just standard. But apparently it's because the ears are always like pointy, they're not like a floppy ear that sags down or anything. The other dogs see that, like, as if they're in attack mode, they're about to go for him. So even though he does the general signs of the bowing down and the playful and the tail wagging and all that, because the ears are up, that's why they're thinking, ah, shit, I've got to give it the big one because he's going to fucking attack me or something.
So that's a dog hack, isn't it?
So, suppose it's a dog life hack, yeah.
You know what? Let me just Google this, actually, because I'll bet there'd be things that we'd like, you can just do that and that's a life hack. So let's have a little Google.
I think this should be something then, that we try and find life hacks that to give advice next week then.
Yeah. Right, now I'm down for that, yeah.
I've got a whole week off now. I'm about to go on holiday, which any couple of minutes now, we are going to wrap this up. So, Laura, hold fire on that one. We'll be back.
We'll have a little look onto that one, actually. Yeah.
And as long as I remember, I'll have some life hacks at least anyway. We've got nothing new from Steve or anyone yet.
Everyone's waiting.
Yeah, we're waiting to find out what's going on with Buckley and the Hooters girl. So hopefully we'll get some messages back about that. Last but not least, we'll read out Carl's WhatsApp on the hotline. Have you guys ever walked into a room and had a nope, turn 180 and leave moment?
Ooh.
So for me, the one time that I definitely did, well, that's definitely coming to mind. So obviously with our Kiefer, always out drinking. There's the, one pub down the road from where I used to live, the first place with Kiefer anyway. So it's not a good pub. I don't even think it's a pub anymore now. I think it's an Indian restaurant by Alicia's mum's.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a pub that we'd always walk past to go to the Raven. And it was just the one time we thought, oh yeah, let's go in and have a pint in here then. And as soon as we walked in, everyone just turned around and you could see this is not a pub that we want to have a drink in.
Yeah.
So we literally did walk in. I think Kiefer went and had a quick piss and then we was like, yeah, let's go.
You know what? You saying that, that happened to me up Big Buff in, what's that Irish bar called, mate? The one on the Roy.
The one that we used to go to.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm on? I can't remember the name of the bar.
Dubliner.
Nah, the Dublin was on the left and it was the one on your right. It was like that right dive. Oh, anyway, so we've walked in there and there's about 20 men in there. And I mean, all got points. Some of them even got empty point bottles. Open the door. The one lad was like, we're closed. Like they're not closed. There's 20 men in here with points. It was just like, yep, just turned out.
See, oh, so fucking that area, that was a lot of like where Peaky Blinders was like orientated around and that. So yeah, proper old pubs.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, I almost had it there because the main one we used to go to, it's like, it was a pub during the day, and then it would be the nightclub on the night, obviously.
Yeah, I mean,
the Kerryman,
the Barryman, yeah,
that's it.
The best thing I ever seen in there is one of my old mates. Like, he used to love it in there. He had his collars up on his polo, filmed the DJ.
Yeah.
Gets his key out, puts in a load of cocaine and sniffs the cocaine off his key.
Mm.
Fuck me. I saw more drugs in there than I think anywhere else in my life. You go to the toilet and the geezer used to like try to sell you, like, he's, you know, like the aftershave, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You just wanted them in there selling drugs in there.
Yeah. They didn't care though.
So that's why when there was like, we're closed, I was just like, yep.
The carryman. We've had some good nights in that pub though. Have I know we? It was never really your kind of place. Yeah.
You've had some good nights, mate.
I've had a lot of good nights.
A lot of shit nights in there.
The good old days.
I'll tell you what I did see in there one time though. I went in there with two of the lads and there was like two older couples. It was probably about our age now. And it's back in the day when you used to have like take a camera with you, you know, and just show your pictures on the camera so you can take them on your phone. And there was two of them showing the other two like from a swingers party thing, like that they went to. Yeah. So how much openly as well, like, right?
Well, yeah, they were probably trying to say this is the fun that you could have as well. Yeah.
This is us.
This was her on the swing. This was me getting pegged. You're going to try it one day. Yeah.
No.
God. That'll be your Easter weekend treat, that will. Yeah, find the Easter egg. So, yeah, we'll leave it at that this week now. I'm going on holiday. Ashley's going for a 5K. And, yeah, hopefully. Well,
we'll get some life hacks though for next week.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do the life hacks. James will have an easy, he'll have an easy 2 weeks because it'll be next weekend. I don't know who Liverpool are playing, but it'll be nice and easy for him anyway.
He's not bothered, mate.
No, he's not asked. But, you know, he's going to keep it real anyway. Yeah. Real tears. But
yeah, hopefully we find out more with Buckley. That'd be great.
Yeah. Ryan, try and get him out over the Easter holidays.
Yeah.
And get his bonnet wet. And on that horrificness, we shall see you next week. Peace.
Bye.